Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Now, Dom Giordano.
Summer's coming on. Diamond Day. Diamond Day. Diamond Day.
That's exactly right. The big stage, huge stage coming our way, to put it mildly. More details on that. President Trump coming to Wildwood on Saturday, May 11th. And the quarterback of that is Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Let's go to the congressman here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Always good to be with you, Dom. It's a great day.
Well, we talked with you the day that this broke, that you have gotten the president now to come to Wildwood. It's going to be an unbelievable backdrop with the ocean. How close are you going to set that up to the ocean? I'm just trying to picture that night.
It's not going to obviously be right on the ocean. Now, the beauty of the Wildwood Beach is it is one of the widest beaches in the east coast of the United States and one of the very biggest. So there is a lot of room there. People who've gone to music concerts there are familiar with it. We can hold up to 40,000 people and have plenty of room. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a beautiful backdrop. Nobody's going to be wet unless it rains, and we're praying that it doesn't. We're going to have a really good time. This is an exciting time. It's wonderful for Pennsylvania, for New Jersey, for New York, to have this president who promised me that he would come back, and he has come back, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So the doors open around noon, where Dan and I were watching this. At one point, we had one different time. Now it's around noon that the beach will open?
Yes. It'll open about noon. The event should be at 5, depending on travel and everything else that's involved. He's got a lot going on. It's just good to see that he hasn't forgotten about our area, and he hasn't. He really cares about New York and Philly and Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Even though the conventional wisdom, for example, in the state of New Jersey is, well, New Jersey's a blue state. It's always a blue state in statewide elections. So, you know, we're not going to go there for Republicans to campaign, and Democrats just take it for granted. So they don't pay much attention either. That's not how President Trump feels. He cares about New Jersey and Pennsylvania and the issues that we have, and he wants the people to know that. And he's going to go through all that and let them know that he's focused on this area, because we have so many challenges. If you even look nationwide what we need and worldwide what we need, look where we are in Israel, look at the demonstrations that are going on in the United States of America. Look at the interest rates still haven't gone down. The inflation rate's still not good. People are having a hard time. And he's going to address all that. He's going to address the corruption He's going to address what really truly is the swamp. You know, it was talked about in Washington over the years and outside Washington how bad Washington, D.C. had gotten. But it was only Donald Trump that was really willing to go and attack it and try to change it and get America back on track. And because of that, he's being punished. I mean, you see, they tried to take him off the ballot. They tried to impeach him. Now they're going after him with what really are frivolous cases in order to try to just give him, you know, don't allow him to speak. Have a gag order so he can't speak about or talk about all the issues and campaign the way that he should. They will do anything, anything that they possibly can do to stop this person from being the president of the United States because they're afraid. He's going to let the people of this country know what's really going on and where we need to go. And I'll say this, Dom, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent listening to this show right now, you should vote for Donald Trump this year, even if you don't like him, even if you don't like the way he speaks or you don't like what he does, because he does love the United States of America. He's fighting for our freedom. And you see what they're doing. Rather than have a fair and free election, they're trying to stop him in his tracks. And if they can do it to him, and I want people to really know this, if they can do it to him, they can do it to any one of us.
Yeah, they prove that more every day. I don't know, with your other duties, you had much of a chance to see the Supreme Court yesterday. It was obvious that they weren't just looking at Trump, but Trump is exhibit A of what we don't want, a president persecuted once they leave office. That was the theme. And I think we get back to somehow or another, you're not allowed to challenge elections. If you do that, then you are outside your official duties. I think a lot of the justices, congressmen, thought that could be within the official duties of a president.
It certainly could. This is all nonsense. I mean, look at these cases, the civil and criminal cases. Yeah, we have a case where supposedly he inflated the value of Mar-a-Lago, which is absurd, at $13 million. You know, Dom, we've got houses at the Jersey Shore that are on the beach in areas like Stone Harbor and Avalon that are valued at $25 million, and it's one house on the beach. Mar-a-Lago is a whole estate and a golf course and a rent. I don't even have to go into it. There was no, these are victimless crimes. There was no victim. Nothing happened to anybody. He borrowed money. He paid his money back. People do this every day. And, you know, that's like saying if you have a home and you're selling it and you put it up for sale for $300,000, but they really only think it's $250,000, but you think you can get $300,000 for it. That's what you put it up for, that you're rigging the books and that you should go to jail for that. And then there's the case that he's involved in now. No tax dollars involved, no national security involved, no campaign funds involved. When he was in the private sector, he paid an attorney, a known liar, somebody who's perjured himself over and over again, Cohn, but he paid this attorney, and the attorney says he used this money for hush money. Because he had an affair with a woman. She doesn't think there's anything wrong. The attorney's the only one. Trump didn't misuse any funds. I don't care. That was his right in the private sector to spend money with an attorney and do what he wanted. It's a joke. Even the Department of Justice, which is always after Trump, said they couldn't really go after this case. It is awful.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Since we last talked, and you were a champion in this, the fight over money for Ukraine and everything else, and we both agreed, I think, at that point, we don't want Mike Johnson out. But what's the mood now as far as we talked about people that sent you and others to Washington are not happy or not in agreement with what finally happened here? So what do you see happening in coming days in Congress to try to move back on the agenda?
Well, look, first of all, you never know what Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to do and a couple of other people. The vast majority of the members of Congress, even where we are divided, you know, we've got they like to call themselves moderate Republicans. That's fine. And then we've got more conservative Republicans like me. And on this, we're united. We cannot afford to have this distraction at this point in time. We've got to win. I spoke to some local people in Atlantic and Cape May, Cumberland County area yesterday, and I've said the same thing. I've spoken in Delaware about it, or in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. Everybody's got to focus here. We got to stop arguing with each other. We have to think about one thing, which is winning this election. We've got to win the presidency. We have to make sure Donald Trump is there. We've got to win the U.S. Senate and make sure that we have a majority there. We need a more robust and more conservative majority in the House of Representatives. We've got to win. That's the end game. Dom, if we don't win, you can't do anything. And I don't know what some people don't get about this. Once we win, if we do everything that I just outlined, then we're going to be able to make some real change.
Without a doubt. Congressman, thank you. Any tip for people coming to Wildwood then? Doors opening around noon. It's a big space, but you would want to get there early because I think this is, by all signs, going to be a huge crowd.
It's going to be a big crowd. People are excited. They're looking for inspiration. They're looking for hope for our nation. So we're going to have a lot of people there. But you know, again, people know they just have to get on the Donald Trump website, and they can, you know, get their information, their tickets. If they don't want to do that, they also can get on Trump@VanDrewForCongress.com, and we'll link them right in as well. Either way, just get on there and make sure to get there. And I would get there early, without a doubt. You get there earlier, and you make sure that you're going to have a spot on the beach. And just so folks know, it's not going to be in the convention center. It will be on the beach. Also, so folks know, we are going to have handicapped access. There's going to be safety because we have multiple police forces and the Secret Service and other safety measures in place. Everything's going to be fine. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. I believe it's going to be inspirational. And I know I'm very excited. I'll say this. People said to me, you're never, ever, ever going to get him back a second time. It just doesn't happen that any president comes back. That's what we did. And that's not me. That's all of us together, because he knows how much we're looking for hope.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. We will see you down there, Congressman. Thank you. Thanks for bringing him back.
You got it. And thank you for everything you do, Dom. Getting the truth out to everybody. I appreciate it.
All right, Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Danso, doors opening at noon. And he said there President Trump would be there around 5 o'clock. So that may work even better to what we're cooking up behind the scenes here, I think. Yeah. All right, so there you go. That's the latest on just a couple weeks away in Wildwood. You get in at 855-839-1210. What a day, though. I still am reeling from right at the end of the first hour today. Biden on with Howard Stern. I mean, what is this going to be like, say, come August, September? The stops at either side might pull out. Has there been an election like this? No. This is even beyond. We've never had an election with a president.
But like, for example, you know, I mean, Trump makes fun of me.
Right.
He was the kind of guy in the neighborhood. I wish you could have gotten in the neighborhood, meet head to head. But at any rate.
We'd get Corn Pop over there. He was a bad dude. Cut you up. Dan, what's your favorite out of all the Stern clips today that's just shocking?
I don't know. It's got to be the salaciousness, the salacious pictures that he received as a attractive senator.
Attractive senator, Joe Biden.
I got put in that 10 most eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were a United States senator, you were a catch.
And a lot of lovely women, but women would send very salacious pictures, and I just give them to the Secret Service. I thought somebody would think I was... And I just gave up.
My goodness.
And also, Dom, you hear here.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
So he's actually responded to that. He says, Crooked Joe Biden just announced that he's willing to debate. Everyone knows he doesn't really mean it, but in case he does, I say anywhere, anytime, any place, an old expression used by fighters. I suggest Monday evening, Tuesday evening, or Wednesday evening at my rally in Michigan, a state that he is in the process of destroying with his EV mandate. In the alternative, he's in New York City today, although probably doesn't know it, and so am I, stuck in one of the many court cases that he instigated as election interference against a political opponent, a continuing witch hunt. It's the only way he thinks he can win. In fact, let's do the debate at the courthouse tonight on national television. I'll wait around.
Oh, man. Ah, goodness. Can you imagine, you know, who would be the appropriate moderator for something like this? Probably Vince McMahon or somebody, the wrestling aspect the wrestling aspect of it is just incredible. There'll be no policy debate going on here.
He saved some lives at Lake Ontario, Dom.
Did you ever save anyone's life when you were a lifeguard? Was anyone ever drowning? You did?
Yeah, well, half a dozen times. Usually younger kids.
You do the thing with the whistle and then jump in with the bathing suit? And
you got it.
No kidding.
Yeah, there's a big pool. There are 7 lifeguard stands.
Wow. See, that would define my. I would brag about that everywhere I went.
Well, by the way, I did it up in Lake Ontario too when I was in law school. But look, one of the things that
you saved a dude's life when you were in law school. You were still doing the lifeguard thing.
Lifeguards. I mean, you know, people just need help sometimes.
Did I tell you about Bo?
Oh, man.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. And the saddest, Dan, Biden wouldn't stay there fully. They told him the time was up.
Yeah, he had to get
in the past, but particularly when Stern is an answer. And I mean, the softballs here. Larry King could not come up with better softballs than Stern in this. All right, right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
That is exactly right. Today we're playing for a 4-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the Bowie Bay Sox at First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania on Fight Cancer Night. Wednesday, June 26th, Phillies legend Charlie Manuel will host a free photo session during the game. Big time with Charlie anytime you can be near a great man. Dan, what's your backstory today?
It's been over a year, maybe more, Mary Gay Scanlon was down there in FDR Park and got carjacked when she was visiting Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. It was around Christmas time. Something like that.
So, Dom, today in 1982, this artist suffered a similar fate. He was out shopping and was robbed by a gunman of his $50,000 Porsche on Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles. Might be an easy one once you hear the voice and a race to the phones. So 855-839-1210 to win that prize. But, Dom, we want to know who today the cover artist is who was carjacked on Hollywood Boulevard this day in 1982. Take a listen.
Day after day, I'm more confused.
That's kind of easy, huh?
I think so.
I like the groove, though.
Look for the light in the pouring rain.
All right, name that artist. All right, I thought you were going to come something. What could you bounce off with Joe Biden's interview with Stern? That is one of the classic interviews I've ever heard. Oh, my God. All right, hit us with that. You're off to see the Reading Phillies and Charlie Manuel. 855-839-1210. That's how you do it on Talk Radio 1210.
Beginning to think that I'm wasting time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Free speech lives here.
The Dom Giordano Program.
On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Show me the money.
All right, this might be a relatively easy one today. Let's hear the clue.
Beginning to think that I'm wasting time.
Some reggae vibes.
Don't understand the things that I do. Cause the world outside looks so ugly.
So on this day, Dom, 1982, this cover artist was robbed by a gunman of his $50,000 Porsche on Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles.
All right, let's go to Erica in Center City. All right, Erica, who's covering that song?
Hi, Dom. Would that be Rod Stewart?
Yes, it is. Unmistakable voice. One of my favorites. Yep. Didn't know he did a lot of cover work here, Dan.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of cover songs.
Erica, nice job.
And he always offers like an original take on it. And I really like this version of Dobie's Drift Away. It's a very smooth reggae version. But yeah, Rod Stewart, similar to Mary Gay Scanlon, a big profile name who was carjacked in a big profile spot this day, 1982.
He wasn't carjacked. I was thinking of Hollywood Boulevard with the British actor. With the prostitute,
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Because
I think he was carjacked at one point.
No, this was a prostitute founder on Hollywood Boulevard. Oy. It's really famous. It was outrageous at the time. All right.
Hugh Grant.
Sorry. Yeah. That's okay. 855-839-1210. You get inside question. I don't know if we've gotten a great one yet. Something for our moot court. With Linda Kearns, great attorney that we've had on. Couple of things to catch you up on. And this is typical of Larry Krasner. Late yesterday, court ruled that Officer Pannell, that name may not jump out at you because it's been over years, who's been persecuted by Larry Krasner, can rejoin the Philadelphia Police Department. He may sue Larry Krasner at some point for malicious prosecution, and he certainly would be within his rights. And they're not the same thing exactly. But what was done to this guy and what was being done with Trump yesterday, both on my mind, as far as what it's like when the system can come after you. Now, Trump, more well-heeled. And even then, look at the legal bills, how difficult it is to deal with this. But this officer is a brave and honorable officer and did the right thing in a shooting, you may remember. And Krasner has even been called out by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court because of what he did with the grand jury around this case. And where do you go to reclaim all that? Well, it's very, very difficult. This may take quite a while. So a guy, you know, this is very much like Bragg and Trump. In the case of Krasner, a guy who is this deficient in going after real criminals, yet when it comes to a cop, they will hunt you down to the ends of the earth. That's the other shoe that drops with these progressive attorneys like Bragg, like Krasner, like the guy in the West Coast. All right, so we'll see how that turns out. And a story that's coming off all this college campus stuff. This young woman at USC put up a video that talked about the fact her high school graduation either was not done in the usual manner or not because of COVID. And now she's graduating from USC, and they can't have that graduation either because they're afraid of disruption by the mob. You know, when are more people going to band together and say, we are going to do these events like a graduation or whatever it is, and we are prepared to stop you, mob, whatever mob that it is. We're seeing more and more people say, nope, sorry. Now graduation's being put off. So imagine a generation, she makes the point, in which you couldn't have, because of the overreach of government authorities in California, your high school graduation, and now the college graduation can't happen because they're afraid of the mob there that has been on the campus of USC doing their nonsense. We have the correspondence dinner this Saturday night. I see more stuff today where they're out there telling people what may happen with the mob and how to act. Is America going to see them at this nerd prom, these stuff-shirted media types and Biden allow the mob to come in there and do what they want? They might. Usually they try to placate them. Let's hear what you have to say. Then let us continue on and all. Now, America wants these people stopped. I've been through this 100 times before. Told you about at the Art Museum with Governor Corbett and the civil affairs cops in Philadelphia. Look, you know how pro-cop I am. But when I see something that's out of line, I don't care if it's a cop or not. I'm not a fan of the civil affairs by and large. Told me the protesters there who got into the audience were each going to get a minute. There were like 50 of them. Just imagine how ludicrous this is. You have no right to disrupt someone else's event. So these people have no right to come to the correspondence dinner and disrupt them. But they're doing it all over the place. And what do we see colleges and others doing? Well, then let's not do the event. Instead of saying, we're going to have a moderator who's going to continue the event no matter what happens, and we're going to take you out of there. Where does it say you have a First Amendment right to just disrupt an event? You don't. You don't have a right to block traffic. That's imprisonment. It's bad enough that they're doing this, but they're convincing people that they have a right to do that. And these colleges all have guidelines. You can imagine if these were MAGA people or Second Amendment people or whatever it may be, they would not allow this. They'd be called out and they would be stopped. So whoever it is that has the guts and the ingenuity to stop them, that's what America ought to take notice of. So we'll be watching on Saturday night to see if they disrupt this. Now, I don't know how much it costs a ticket to get in. It might be $500 to $1,000, but they have shadow groups that will pay to do that. I'm predicting they will. And I'm predicting the progressive response of those media types in Biden will be to try to let them, and then we'll see if they're not going to stop if they get taken out of there. They ought to be taken out immediately. Who are these people that they believe they can do? Just a simple thing. These college clowns, Dan, walking from, I think they were over at Logan Circle, just walking, hundreds of them, through city streets yesterday when you and I were going home. Why should anybody be inconvenienced by them? We don't agree with you. You don't know anything. You're ignorant. Go and do some work. Do something productive. You have no right to make people, in Dom's world, even sit in traffic for a second. Yeah, for a second, you have no right. You want to protest? Get on the side of the road and protest. Knock yourself out.
So the Daily Pennsylvanian is following very closely a protest, yeah. The tent city that's kind of popping up outside of Penn. And at 2:21 p.m., they just reported that a protester who the DP could not identify spray painted the words, "Zios get effed," but actually spelt out the F, on the Benjamin Franklin statue in front of College Hall. Police whistled, but did not confront the individual before approaching the statue and directing their body cameras towards the words. An organizer with the encampment quickly covered the paint with a kaffiyeh scarf and duct tape and said towards the crowd, "Whoever did that, please do not do that, guys."
And this goofball, right? This clown president, the acting president of Penn, is happy to ensure their safety, he said, of the tent city. And everything is fine there. So what about the Ben Franklin statue at Penn? And it's just a statue. Genocide's being committed here. Dan, I love that line that you said, that please don't do that again.
Yeah, please.
Yeah,
thank you.
Just
don't do that.
I have not seen an issue. Even the transgender mobs, I don't think they have quite the numbers of what's going on here with these mobs.
I like this report at 1:23 from the Daily Pennsylvanians. Headline, protesters make signs highlighting their demands. Protesters have made several signs and banners emphasizing their demands, which are placed around and within the encampment. Demands include that Penn disclose financial holdings under the Associate Investment Fund and divest financially from corporations that, quote, profit from Israel's war on Gaza and occupation in Palestine. Signage at the camp includes a banner that says, "You, Penn, stop engineering genocide." It includes a QR code to a petition demanding Penn cut ties with Ghost Robotics, a company that engineers four-legged robots that the Israeli military is allegedly using in Gaza. Another sign in the camp reads, quote, "From the rivers to the sea, Palestine will be free."
Of course. I'm going to have to get over there, Penn, if the encampment continues. And the question I will ask, what are you going to do with the Jews then? What will you do with them? I'd love to interview the president, the acting president of Penn. Or how about George Washington University, the college professor there is holding up a sign, "The Final Solution." I mean, this is as blatant. That's Hitler. That's what the final solution was. This is what they're talking about. It's going to be fascinating. Dan, you know who loves to watch the Correspondents' Dinner? It's a weird thing. Already asked me about it today. Ro. I don't know why.
Really?
Yes.
That's something I expected her to tune into on a Friday.
I know.
Night.
And I said the other day, when Don Imus, that clown, did it, right? The stuff he was saying about Hillary Clinton with her on the stage and Bill Clinton on the stage, however you feel about Clinton, he should have gotten popped. That's one. I don't care ideologically. You know how I feel about that. You go after a guy's wife in any way, shape, or form, you get it. That's the way it works. I'm sure you agree with that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that like, if you don't get that, you're not a man. You don't understand.
Well, there's lines. I mean, Will Smith with Chris Rock.
Dan, I got to rethink. I'm on the cusp of that. You know what? There's more of a public stuff and stuff with her. Nah, you know what? I think it's pretty close to, yeah, he deserves it. That's where I am on that. I'm pretty doctrinaire on that. That you just can't, there's the slightest line crossed. And if you look at it, Imus, stuff that he was saying, it's just over the line. Well, you got to take it, you're in public. I don't agree with any of that. I really don't. Try that with Ro. It just doesn't work that way. Or DJ or Luke or Dan, they're civilians in this. Well, Dan is sort of, they're still civilians. You want to bother me, say it to me. That's the way it works. Don't bother the civilians. If Hillary's a civilian, sitting there with the wife, you just can't do it. Guy to guy, what kind of person would do that? All right, 855-839. I think the same thing with Melania. You know, you want to go after Trump, go after Trump. Come on. She speaks five languages. Joe Biden doesn't speak any. The gibberish we played with the Stern thing here today. Give us a break. I'd say the same thing about Jill Biden. You don't like Biden, don't go after the wife. Even though she's a bit of a public figure, it's still out of bounds. 855-839-1210, you get it.
You want to hear an Antifada chant from Penn?
Yeah, so let's hear the Antifada chant. Long live Antifada. Save that one for Monday. Cologne and Cufflinks guy, David Letterman, used to say, that's the acting president of Penn. They're saying long live Antifada. He's saying everything. I'm going to protect everything out there. That's free speech. Okay, buddy. I wonder what's going on there. This clueless. Let's see what Josh Shapiro does. But you know what, Dan? I don't like the agitator there. I think it has to be a female. That Goldie, you can't hide. Much better than that guy. Not as good. The female big boss are better.
I wouldn't be surprised if she's...
Yeah, when you tag her in, she'll get the crowd going.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, broadcasting from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter.
That gets me going. That's unfair to play on the air. Rod Stewart, incredible in that. All right, 855-839-1210. Who's a better entertainer, Rod Stewart or Tom Jones? Still Sir Tom Jones.
Oh, come on. No, it's Rod Stewart.
I think it's Tom
Jones. Look at Faces. What a great band. Like, come on,
He is incredible. I'm just telling you, I give him his due. He's almost there with Tom Jones. Almost.
Almost there with Tom Jones?
Yes, almost.
Where's Barry Manilow to fit into all this?
That's ridiculous. All right, let's go to a man who may have gone to school or the same school as Joe Biden. Another Joe, the great Joe of Exton. Joe, we want to, before we get your answer, clear that up. You did go to Archmere, right?
Yes.
And was Biden a student there, or that was a little bit earlier?
No, he was earlier. When Biden says to an opponent, let's settle this matter behind the gym.
Yes.
He's referring to the gymnasium building on the grounds of Archmere.
Okay. Yeah, so was he legendary when you went there? Did people say, oh, that Joe Biden, oh, my God.
Well, no, he was the senator then, and he would attend our masses on Friday, right before noon.
Okay.
And I just saw him there.
Okay. All right, Joe. So what's your answer today? What do you have that we ought to use for a moot court?
Yeah. This is your in-house guru holding forth.
Yes.
My topic for the moot court debate is Hamlet's dilemma. To be or not to be, that is the question.
Oh, that is very, very good, Dan. I think I could take Linda Kearns on that.
We just give a whole hour to Joe Exton to read Shakespeare.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Joe.
Welcome to the Dom Show. Here's Joe Exton reading some.
If he comes to Mulligan's this year, we'll devote a segment to him reading Shakespeare or anything else that he wants after a few fine wines.
Yes.
All right. The Earl of Tacony is next here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, I was talking to my mother the other day. True story. I said, hey, sweet cheeks, how come you're so quiet? And she said, you remember the time you won the 400 meter in the Berlin Olympics in 36? And everyone wouldn't shake your hand because you were black? And you grabbed his hand and said, you're a racist. And that SS guy shot you in the face and killed you? And I said, yeah, hot cheeks. So, yeah, sure, I remember that.
Wait, Earl, you don't call your mother honey?
Yeah, like, honey. Oh, God. He didn't want to be a Biden, by the way. The father wasn't rough enough. The mom used to say, you're a feeny, Dan. Did you know that? That's what he's told us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go out there and take care of business.
Is that why
now.
He was taking kids behind the Albemarle gymnasium?
Feeny. You're a feeny, not a Biden. Yeah.
You're a lion-faced pony a horse soldier.
Yeah.
But anytime he says true story, you know it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
But my
big
question is going to be, I'm going to go red or white.
What?
And out of the three red or white questions, I'm going to go wine as opposed to clam chowder or pasta sauce.
Oh, there are
very
three.
Nice.
That's true.
That's right. We may have to put all three on
and
the
you like docket. The red of all three, don't you?
Yes.
I'll take Alfredo sauce over red sauce.
You know, if we actually do this move,
take New England clam chowder over Manhattan.
Oh, God. There's only one venue, I think, to do it in. That would be Mulligan's. I get Linda Curtis tired out having to travel to Mulligan's. We're used to it.
I think Johnny also has some good clam chowder down there, if I remember.
That's right. Probably Manhattan. He'd cook it up for me right
now.
It's
New England, but...
All right. It is the lightning round next, and then we'll pick out of the hat the five winners. It's going to be a spectacular this week with the side question. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210.
Just one thing makes me forget. Hey, Mel Laurel. We know your favorite station is WPHT. Tell your smart speaker to play 1210 WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, it is what the topic of this big moot court showdown should be. Jerry in Wilmington. Hey, Jerry, what's yours?
Afternoon. Because of time, I'll just go right to it. I'm going to go with which is better, The Wire or Breaking Bad?
That is a very good one.
Where are you standing on that, Dom?
Oh, The Wire.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love Breaking Bad, the creator, Vince Gilligan.
Both have their highs and lows, if we're being completely honest. Like, the season one of Breaking Bad, where there's a lot of character development, it's slow as anything. It's hard to get through.
Yeah. I still would go with The Wire, though.
The doc season of The Wire, you don't think discredits it? Or the newspaper season?
The newspaper season, not good. The doc thing, I thought, was very good.
I did like it. Yeah. It gets panned, though, a lot of times. I liked it, though.
Yeah. Robert and Ben Salem. All right, Robert, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys. And I'm going to change my answer, but first, there's a question that's been bugging me for 50 years, and I need closure on it. And if you guys could finally put it to rest, that would be great. And that is, Dom, how many licks does it really take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
You know, you sound very similar to the owl from the commercial, Robert.
Yeah, I tried to. But I'm changing my answer to the side question, too, because my original answer was just to tweak you and Dan. But I'm going to go with creationism versus evolution.
Oh,
you guys have a wonderful weekend. Okay?
That is a great one. I think Linda and I might agree on that, but still, that's the only thing. That's fine. That's a great question.
Well, that's the thing with moot court or debate class. There, sometimes you didn't have to completely agree with the topic. You just had to, you know, argue for it.
I mean, look, I have the advantage. She's only skilled in the bar in 4 states. I'm not, but I still have the advantage.
How is there an advantage?
My superpower is bloviation. That's what it is. That's what this is about. All right, Dan, let's have a winner from today, then we'll put it into
some great ones. From Linda Kearns herself, your debate opponent. Can you call yourself a Philadelphian if you're born in the city?
I thought that was a good topic.
Bill in Bucks County, should Donald Trump change his hairstyle? Joe and Exton giving a Shakespeare reference, to be or not to be. Earl, I really liked Earl's today. Red or white foods, particularly wine, but also talking clam chowder and gravy. And creationism versus evolution from Robert and Ben Salem. A serious topic there, Don.
Yeah, serious. I guess Earl's I could go with. Yeah, let's go with
Earl. All right, red or white foods. I like that, Earl.
But look, people can hit me on Twitter. People can hit us email and all. We're going to do this with Linda in some way, shape, or form. We need the best possible thing that would be a good
I think red or white wine might be something that actually makes it into the debate.
Okay.
So, Dom, we're going to pull out our name of the week for a $50 Wendy's gift card, Dom. So, Monday, we asked for let me start with Tuesday.
Okay.
Well, why? Where's all my stuff here, Dom? Do you remember what we asked on Monday by chance?
I don't have the sheet in front of me, no. So,
I'll pull it up here. Give me 1 second, because my music's not working either. Let's start it again here.
Yes.
1 second, Dom.
Okay. We got play some music there as we're awaiting that.
Okay. Yeah, now I got it. Sorry, my stuff froze over here. Monday, we asked for a real or fictional confrontation. Drew and Upper Darby won the day with McMurphy and Nurse Ratched.
Great one.
Dom, today something that something that everyone pretends to like, but nobody actually does enjoy like. I got to say, Jerry and Elmer won the day with Dom Giordano's hair.
That was brutal.
Wednesday, who has an annoying voice? Bruce in the Northeast called in with Edith Bunker. Thursday, an all-time bad idea. Pete in Havertown won the day with a burning of the flag at Dodger Stadium, leading to Monday tackling him. And he just heard it Friday. Right. Earl and Taconi, what's a moot court debate? Dom Giordano should debate red or white foods, Dom. Let's throw it all into the hat. We got the drum roll, and there it is. Wow, my production's going crazy here. And we got Dom. Number 2 for Tuesday, Dom Giordano's hair wins the day. Jerry and Elmer gets a $50 Wendy's gift card. I'm sorry, that's what I called earlier.
Says she might even call in protest if she heard that. That's how outrageous that was. Any event coming up, feel free, Jerry, to come up, and we'll show you the following.
Sorry to both you and the audience for the mess that was that recap. Woo.
All righty. Rich Cioli's next to take you home this Friday. We're back Monday noon until 3. Have a great weekend. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.